Blog Talk Radio.
Welcome, 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 everybody, to another edition of Sin City. It's your boy, Father Time. Fully solo tonight, my man had a death in the family, so he can't be here tonight. So we're gonna keep the show going. So everybody keep my man in their prayers, my man Cass. Keep him in your prayers. All right, see, I got my boy Wick with me, dog. What's up, dog?
What it do, what it do?
Chill like a villain, man. You know how we do it.
Yes, sir. So,
all right, man. So what you want to do? You want to jump right into it? You got a sports minute for me? What's up?
Nah, go ahead right into it, man. You know, they talk about really in sports. It's Tebow. I'm tired of talking about that motherfucker.
Well, hold on. Let me give a shout out to my boy. Bron finally got that ring.
Oh, you used Bron, to hate
Bron
it, LeBron.
Got it. I know,
you
man, but he finally got it, man.
I'm glad he did. You hated so much on LeBron, man.
I gotta give it to him, man. You know, I can't stand his ass, but he did it, man. I mean, you know, you can't take nothing from him.
No, you can't.
Bron didn't. He did the damn thing, man. So big ups to Bron and the Miami Heat. We got the baseball season going, so pretty sure nobody watched baseball but me.
Ooh.
You know, we got football in about 3 months.
Yay!
You know what I mean? I can't remember who won the Super Bowl, man. I watched the Super Bowl.
Giants.
Who?
The New York Giants. They beat the Patriots.
Oh, okay. I figured you would know that. All right, let's do this, man.
Shoot.
Let's do this. Marriage versus a live-in boyfriend-girlfriend. What's the difference? What does the marriage certificate really, really mean?
I don't think it's no difference, man. Especially
what you
if
mean?
It depends on years, if you've been with that person years. You know what I'm saying? Because remember back in the day, after a certain time, they used to say common law marriage anyway.
Yep. 7 years it was common law.
Yeah, common law.
I do
law.
Remember that.
You know,
I don't think they do
that
no more.
Nah, they stopped doing that in, I think it was 2004.
Okay.
Somewhere right now. But I don't think it's no different. I think nowadays, I think the paper makes them feel more secure, and that can go for the man or the woman.
You think so?
Yeah. I think nowadays, yeah.
But it ain't really nothing but a piece of paper. You know, okay, let's just say, okay, if you've been living with a woman for 20 years and then you finally decide to marry her, what's the damn difference? What has changed? Y'all been shacking up for the last 15, you've been together for 15. I mean, you've been together for 20 years, you've been shacking for 15. What's the damn difference?
You say you didn't get married.
And then you get married after 15 years you've been shacking up. What's the difference? What has changed? I don't understand.
You know, that's a good question. Somebody over here with me said they be thinking they know they're going to get the money after they get half of everything.
See, that's
a
woman talking, ain't it?
Uh-huh.
See, that's all females think about. How much money? What if they broke broke? Then what you going to do?
Yeah, well,
he ain't got nothing.
Mm-hmm. Then it's love. Then I guess
tell her
love
to call the show. Tell her to call the show so I can hear her voice.
Oh, she don't got a phone.
Oh, now she ain't got a phone. That's probably because she married a broke dude with no money. She married a broke dude with no money. Now she can't afford the
can't
phone
get the
bill.
Phone. Can't get the phone now.
Mm-hmm. You know what I mean?
But that's
but
a
think
good
about
question.
It.
I guess it's just on how. I don't know. Hell, I ain't never been married, so that's I really can't answer that question.
Okay, let me ask you this question. You just shacked up before, right?
Yeah. Yeah.
Okay, did you ever have thoughts on marrying the person you were shacked up with? Did those thoughts
did
ever
I,
cross your mind? She
I
might be the one not married. Yeah.
Well, maybe once, yeah. But then I saw the true colors.
Okay, hold on. What's happening, Janine?
Hello, how you doing?
Hey, Janine.
Hello.
Hey, baby. How you doing, baby?
Would you quit doing that?
All right, my bad. I mean, we got the secret lover thing. Well, we might as well keep it going.
Oh, my God.
All right, let me get a woman's perspective. Let me get a woman's perspective on this one. Marriage versus the live-in boyfriend-girlfriend. What's the difference? Yeah, what's the difference? What's so special about the piece of paper? If you already been shacking up, what's the purpose of getting married?
The difference is my life insurance policy.
The difference is what?
The difference is how much I'm going to get for my life insurance.
You see?
Lord, have mercy.
That was just as bad as the one I got over here said.
Lord, have mercy.
That's crazy, man.
These women in this world, man.
She
talking about life
how
insurance.
Much she gonna, how much she gonna get on that?
The other one talking about how much she gonna get when they get divorced.
Oh,
Lord,
my goodness. I am just kidding. Dang. I'm serious. It's about the commitment. You could get up and leave at any point in time when you're not vested.
But I ain't left in 15 goddamn years. If I ain't left in 15 years, I ain't gonna never goddamn leave.
Okay, well, then what's the difference if you give me the ring that I want to further that commitment? Why just shack up with me? I mean, there's more involved in it than just...
Because that shit costs money.
What costs money?
That's him getting married.
You go through just another piece. It's real cheap.
Yeah, she got you that, dude. You can go to the Justice of the Peace and it's just as quick. I got to agree with her on that one.
If that's your reason and you know and she love you and she decide, well, hey, if that's the way I'm going to get them,
I'll probably never get married.
All right, hold that thought. We got a new caller. Caller, what's happening? Who this?
What's good? It's Waylo.
What's up, Waylo?
Waylo, what's good?
Little month shit.
All right, now I see you've been listening. What's your take on it?
Ain't no damn difference. All that is a piece of paper and a piece of material on a damn finger that distinguishes the difference. That's all it is. Because all that piece of paper, it's just still going to be the same.
I agree.
Hold on now. Janine said it's about commitment. That's what that piece of,
you
the piece of paper says for commitment.
A ring on. No, it don't. Hell, I could put a necklace around your neck and be committed to it.
Janine?
Not with me, you can't.
Well, I'll never be committed to you. I've seen your nipples already.
Well, everybody else that been on there, that's saying okay.
I look at them every night.
Yeah, I like your. Janine, fuck with that Waylo fan. I like your nipples. Ain't nothing wrong with it. I just thought
I don't think it's a difference. I really don't think it's a difference. But Janine, what you did say, it makes sense. It is all. It's all for the woman. It's all about the commitment. Because women are all about they just want you to be committed to them. That's all they care about. They don't care about nothing else.
So the last marriage was 5 years. I was there for 5 years, and the only thing that changed was my sex life.
That's it. Did it get better, or did it really slow down?
Shit. Motherfucker came to a screeching halt.
Damn.
When you get married? Like, that's not true.
Fuck yeah, dude. Yeah, dude, that shit slow down. It's like fucking going downhill and coasting. It'll be going fast once you're going down that hill, but as soon as you break that plane and you're going straight, that should start slowing down.
See, that's another reason.
That's about the person who you with. It depends on who you with.
Well, so thank you, Waylo. It wasn't just me.
That's another reason for me not to get married. I put that on my list, too.
Marriage is
overrated. That's not true, though. Now, Waylo, I tend to agree with you a lot, but that ain't really true, bro. Mine didn't change at all. Actually, it increased.
Well, maybe it was just that scallywag I was with, yeah.
Probably. Yeah. Like Janine said, it's the person you're with. You know what I mean?
Oh, maybe they feel they don't have to hear you that much no more, because I got your ass now, motherfucker.
Yeah,
well,
hell, what? Before we got married, we was fucking every day 3 times a day.
Yeah, she couldn't be just fucking. You about to ask her, was she fucking somebody else?
Mm-hmm.
Okay, then. Like I said, it got to do with the person.
Ooh-wee. But still, that was at the end. I'm talking about before
that's
all that shit happened.
That's what you know.
Hey, man, you about to get your head busted.
Well, he ain't willing no more that shit.
Hell. Well, no, I've been moved on from that bullshit.
Sensibilities, goddammit. Nah, I'm just kidding.
Well, I tell you, the things that go on up in Sin City, man, this is a crazy-ass show. But now, Janine, let me ask you a question.
And it's also about the commitment that you're making before God, you know, people that believe in that type of stuff.
Okay,
that
was a good time if you asked.
What?
That was a good time if you asked. That would be in the top three.
Commitment.
Yeah.
Now, let me ask you a question. All right, I'm gonna get the woman's version. Then I'm gonna get to y'all. All right, Janine, you've been shacking up 7 years with a guy.
Nah, that wouldn't happen.
How much longer do you wait for that ring?
I wouldn't wait no 7-8 years.
But it shouldn't even matter by the end, though, right?
You got 3-4 years max. You have 3-4 years max of my time. If you don't feel that I'm good enough or I'm worthy enough to be married to, then we ain't never going to be married. I ain't about to wait for no 7, 8, 9, 10, 11, 12 years. No, I'm not going to do it.
So your limit is 3. 3 years has got to be a ring or you stepping.
3-4 years, yep. And I give you the we can plan a wedding. The wedding could be 2-3 years from then. But I need a ring within 4 years.
All right, Wick. How long you got to live with a man before
you pop a question?
What you mean? How long you got to live with a man? That's what you do. That's, you know. I ain't never getting married.
So you ain't got no problem with living with a woman for 10, 11 years, and she's steady on your trail, talking about when we going to walk the aisle. You just going to keep putting off and keep putting off.
I ain't never getting married.
You going to be going from house to house, man. Ain't no one going to let your ass lay up in there for no 7 years and not put no ring on it. Not no woman I know. You got to pop that question, dog.
Man, guess I ain't never been staying in the house with a woman. We have our own separate apartment.
All right, Waylo, what about you? How long you got to live with it before you pop that question?
Yeah, I live with my ass for 100 years and still might not answer.
Wow. Really?
Yeah. Yeah, I know somebody that's been together almost 20 years and still ain't been married.
Shit, I damn near did 10 when my baby's mama didn't marry. That bitch was crazy. Smartest move I ever made. Shit.
Well, goddamn, Gene, I guess we the only smart ones on this motherfucker. I ain't living with no 1.7 years.
It's your own opinion. You know what I mean? It's depending on how you feel about that person. Hell, if you don't think they married,
but see, that contradicts your
if that's the person that you want to be with. We saying if that's a person that you want to be with, how long would you wait?
Exactly. That's the question.
That's what he's saying. Yeah, that's what he's saying. Like, if that was some, we know there are people we just don't want to marry. But, like, if you did feel that that person was marriage material, how long would you wait?
That's the question. Lilo, you said 100 years. We can say never.
That's just my answer. She might not ever be ready to get married, not ready. Hell, I might ask her to marry. She might pack her shit up and leave.
Wow. Okay, we got. Let me bring in a new caller, y'all. Caller, what's happening? Who this?
Ebony.
You. Who is this?
Ebony.
Ebony.
Mm-hmm.
Ebony eyes and ivory.
Together in perfect harmony.
Y'all remember that song, Ebony and Ivory? Y'all remember that song?
Whatever.
Yeah, who sung it? Who sung that?
Smokey Robinson and I can't remember who the other dude was.
Well, whoever did, let them sing it. Don't you sing it no more.
Anyway, how you doing, Ebony?
Hello.
What's happening? Now, Ebony, are you married?
No, I'm not married.
You're not married. Have you ever shacked up before?
Well, I have before.
Okay.
Have you told him yet? It's 2 years.
So now let me ask you a question. When you were shacking up, did you ever expect that man to ask you to marry him?
No, because I knew he wasn't going to be here long enough.
You knew he wasn't going to be that long enough?
Yeah.
So you just kind of moved him in for a quick little fling, and he got the dough.
Yeah, I needed help with my mortgage for about 6 months.
Oh, here we go again. What's up with y'all and the money? Come, what happened to love?
Yeah.
It went out with the mail, with their mortgage payment.
It was a business agreement.
Okay. Now, were y'all having sex? Was that part of the agreement?
That was.
So it was a business agreement with benefits.
Right.
And you never expected that man to ask you to marry him, and you never wanted to marry him.
Exactly. I was, I had a goal. I was on a mission.
Okay. Can we ask you what the goal was?
Yeah, I was trying to get out of my chapter 13.
You was trying to do what?
Get out of my chapter 13, so that last 6 months I needed a little help.
Wow, so you just moved that man in for financial reasons and sex?
Yeah, I do it all the time.
And he knew that going in. That's the only reason he was there, to pay the bills and get some.
No, I'm not going to say he knew. No, he didn't know.
So... I'm trying to understand. You moved him in, under false pretenses then.
I did.
And you would just admit that openly and just free, like, yeah, I did.
I did.
Like, it didn't bother you at all. That didn't bother you?
It was a business agreement between myself.
He knew nothing about business agreement. That's you knowing what you want to do and doing that shit. There ain't no business agreement.
Oh, okay.
Right, now, Waylo, you a businessman. Is that an agreement? Should both parties know about the agreement?
They contract null and void.
That's called premeditated doing what the fuck I want to do. That's what that's called.
Oh,
that's
okay.
Fucked up.
Wow.
That's fucked up.
So let me ask you, after the 6 months was up, where did dude go?
He went back to wherever he came from.
So you put him out after the 6 months, after you got out your lease and everything, he's kicked to the curb.
Right. Mm-hmm.
Then it's time for another motherfucker for another 6 months.
No, I'm not chapter 13.
I'm going to church.
All
you called on him, right? I'm going to church after the show tonight. I'm about to find me a late night service. That's crazy. He ain't know nothing about it.
It was a business agreement
that he knew nothing about. You just said it was agreement on your part, but he had no clue on what the agreement was.
Okay, well, you know what?
All right, let's just change this into a business goal, because that was a goal that you was trying to reach and accomplish.
Okay.
Let's call it a goal.
Okay.
So what did you tell him at the end of the 6 months? How did you get rid of him?
I just told him things wasn't working.
And he ain't breaking no windows or cutting no tires or nothing?
I don't play that type of stuff.
Well, I'm telling you, it'd have been some broken windows.
It would have. Then you would have just came up out of some more money. That's all.
Hey, you wouldn't know it was me. I'd have done that night.
Shit, you would have had a hard time getting me out of that motherfucker.
No, you was gonna go.
No, you had to leave, dog. It was end of the lease, so you had to leave. You was
moving, right? That's right.
I want to handcuff your ass to the headboard and handcuff you to the handboard. We ain't going nowhere.
Contract is over.
Hey, now I'm starting to think you've been planning this for a minute. What you mean?
Yeah, 6 months ago.
Yeah, you know, wait a minute now. One more dinner together.
Now, how long did you know this dude? How long did you know him before y'all start shacking up?
I knew him. We went to school and stuff together, and, you know, we were always friends, and we said we was going to, we said we was going to try it. I knew I didn't want to, but I went along with the try it thing, and after 6 months, it didn't work.
So what, just premeditated?
Right. You knew it was going to work when you first hooked up with his ass.
Right.
And he was your friend?
Well, you know what? I was role-playing for 6 months.
Role-playing?
Wow.
So I hope you had on a damn Chinese schoolgirl dress or something in that 6 months somewhere.
No, I did my part.
Okay, let me ask you this. You knew it wasn't going to work. You knew it was all, you knew it was all part of your dastardly plan, you see, on the cartoons.
Mm-hmm.
How often did you give him some?
He got him when he wanted.
Oh, he got it whenever he wanted for the whole 6 months?
Whenever he wanted.
Oh, okay. Well, that's a plus.
Well,
how much bread did he come out of?
My chapter 13 was $17.80 a month.
$17.80
a month?
Well,
yeah, everything, all hoes bars had to be at. He was able to fucking a-hole wagon. That's the only reason. I'm just asking, you know. That got to be the only reason. How much
was
that?
Excuse me. I don't fucking the asshole. But I do suck dick with my throat.
Oh, okay. That could have helped.
Yeah, it helped.
Let me let you in on a little secret, Ebony.
Mm-hmm.
1780. I'm attacking every whole way at night.
Mm-hmm.
1780. No, we gonna get some numb in jail or something going on.
Oh, really?
Mm-hmm. For 6 months, I'm coming out almost two. That's almost two a month.
I could have, you know, extended the contract.
That's 10 racks.
I could have extended the contract, but I didn't.
That's 10 racks.
Well, that was his trial period where you couldn't hire him? What?
Kick him to the curb. I mean, he was with him 6 months. Right.
Probation.
Would you just try him out for 6 months?
Yeah, but that was probation. So this
was on probation. He didn't pass his probationary period. Huh?
Yeah, that must have been what it was. What, he wasn't fucking good for the whole 6 months? What?
And you know what? It was good.
But you still decided to kick him to the curb.
Yeah.
In his contract.
at the end of the contract.
Right, so you didn't renew his contract. Okay.
He didn't get a renew.
Now, did you go pick up her
goal?
Did you go pick up a free agent?
No, I got, I'm accepted as the patient.
Okay. Right, no free agent. You cut him, didn't renew his contract. So I'm assuming that you don't even think about marriage. What the hell is that?
And you know what? I do want to get married one day.
Oh, you do want to get married?
One day.
Okay. So how long is that contract going to be for?
That's not, you know what? When I get married, that's a whole nother contract.
How long he got? Before you decide.
He got me forever.
I'm talking
seven
about
months.
I'm going to take 7 months there, and y'all better be married if he out.
Oh, how long would it take for him to ask to marry me?
Yeah.
That's something I
wouldn't want to rush
because
I would like to get to know him,
as
you know, well, him to know me. So.
Okay, let me ask you this. Okay, we've been chatting for 5 years. Should I be asking to marry me right now? Who the hell is
eating potato chips? And you said you love me? Yeah.
Hold on a second, Abby. Put the goddamn Dorito bag down, whoever that is. We've been chatting on those.
Who eating Doritos?
I have no idea.
And I'm on a diet.
Okay, now, let me ask you. We've been living together 5 years.
Mm-hmm.
I ain't asked you to marry me yet.
We have a problem.
Exactly. Now, would you tell them that's too long? That is too long.
That is too long. And you say you love me, too? No, we have a problem.
I'm trying to get to know you, though.
It's for 5 years?
Exactly. You don't know me by now, and we living together. Come on now.
All right, fellas, help me out here now. Help me out, y'all.
I help you with shit. I ain't getting married no more.
All right.
So, Waylo, you saying? Waylo, you saying one marriage is enough for you? You done?
Yeah, I'm done.
I'm doing now.
Okay,
Wick, you say you ain't never been married and you ain't gonna ever get married.
I can't find nobody put up with me. I ain't never get married.
Okay, now let me ask the ladies. How many times would y'all get married before y'all say marriage ain't for me?
Well, if you know it ain't for you, that person just ain't met the right person yet, that's all.
Exactly. And I've been married, but I would say usually that kind of taught me about, you know, from my get to.
So you saying, okay, Janine, would you get married 3-4 times?
No.
So there is a limit.
After that second time, if that don't work, I'm not getting married again.
Okay. What about you, Ebony? Would you get married 3-4 times?
Carrie.
Are you happy? You.
What you say?
I say, would you get married 3 or 4 times?
No. Once I get married, that's it. I only want to marry one. I'm gonna make that marriage work.
Okay, well hold on y'all. Let me bring in Sunshine. What's happening, Sunshine?
Hey.
I saw you was listening. You wanna chime in? No, I guess you don't. Okay, now Ebony, you say once you ain't never getting divorced, right? What if he wants a divorce?
He's not.
He said, "Death do us part, motherfucker."
Still lying between love and hate type shit.
You didn't read, you, motherfucker. Death do us part. She goes, man. See, that's why I ain't never getting married. Them words supposed to be fair. What you mean you getting a divorce, motherfucker?
I'm serious though, man. Hold on, we got Sunshine back. Sunshine, you back with us?
Yeah. Okay, I was having technical difficulties.
Hey, I know the feeling. Okay, you want to chime in? Mm-hmm. Oh, you had push one. I thought you wanted to jump in.
Just that was just in case you want to jump in, okay? I think y'all buried. I thought y'all might have buried away from the conversation. Y'all know how y'all do. Nah, we trying to stay on point. We trying to stay on point. But I mean, okay, now Sunshine, everybody know you married.
Now Ebony said when she get married, she ain't ever getting a divorce no matter what dude want. Would you give your husband a divorce if he asked you for one?
No. My, this is my second marriage, though.
Okay.
My first marriage, my husband cheated on me. I was trying to work it out, ask about going to marriage counseling, and this bitch tell me that his mama said, when he said that, I was done with the conversation, but he said his mama said that I was the one with the issues that I needed to go to marriage counseling. So when he said that, that let me know he wasn't trying to work it out, so I filed for a divorce. He told me he wasn't going to give me one. I said, you ain't got to give me shit.
Well, wait a minute. Don't
you
have to sign?
No, for 30 days, if he don't respond, no.
Uncontested.
Yep.
Really?
That old dirty ass bitch of mine. Yeah, that dirty bitch of mine. She wouldn't divorce me so she could stay with married to me 10 years, so she can get my pension and shit.
I don't want shit
and she
from
was on
him.
My damn
I
shirt.
Gave him his name back and everything. Only thing I kept was my son.
I did not know
that. Yeah.
That is
I figured if I didn't sign, goddamn, we're going to be married for life. Fuck you, no, I ain't signing. No.
Oh, no. You will have to go to court.
So you'll do it again,
You have 30 days to respond, and if you don't respond in the 30 days, it's uncontested and the divorce is granted.
Right.
Okay, now what if I respond and say, no, I don't want a divorce?
Then
you
have to go to court.
Show up to court. That's what I said. You show up to court.
Well, I'm going to court.
You ain't never leaving me, goddamn.
Well, he was staying with the girl he was cheating on me with, and I knew where they were staying, but I didn't send the papers there. I sent the papers to our old address.
Oh, that was slick. That was kind of slick and dirty. So
how was it dirty when you living with the bitch you cheated on me with? Seriously?
Yeah, but he never really knew, though. You didn't give him a chance to contest anything.
He already contested when he moved
in. He already told me he wasn't going to sign. He told me he was not going to give me a divorce.
Let's see. Mm-mm. Well, girl, you did the right thing.
Me fucked up.
No, I want to see the papers.
Well, I write something.
He can do that shit on the internet.
He said that, and I told him to go to the court and get him.
Okay, but you wouldn't give your second husband a divorce?
He ain't going nowhere.
We just saying hypothetically. We just hypothetically speaking, he wants a divorce, you don't. Okay?
He
coming to you all the time, he's like, baby, it's just not working for me. Can you I just want to move on.
If he ain't said that shit by now, he ain't going nowhere.
Hypothetically speaking, okay, let's say me and you married.
I mean, if you want it, yeah. I'll sign the paper, see it. I'm not trying to hold no man where he don't want to be. You don't want to be with me. I ain't trying to make you stay because there's always somebody want to be in your place.
Ebony, you heard that, right?
I do hear that. I hear that.
Let him go.
He's not going nowhere.
The next one is better, so I mean, shit.
Mm-mm.
Well, now the grass ain't always green on the other side. I'm sorry,
in my
it's
case,
not.
It was my. In my case, it was my second husband. He is just a great husband. So in my case, it was.
Well, thank you, baby. That's greatly appreciated.
Look, don't have Mother Nature calling me.
Okay, but now, okay, Sunshine, let me ask you, what's the difference between the marriage certificate and the living boyfriend? What changes? What's the difference? What's the purpose of the marriage certificate? That's what I don't understand. If you already been shacking up, what's the point of getting married?
The marriage, all that does is make it more difficult for you to leave. That's it.
You got that
money. Wow. That makes it a little bit harder.
I tell you, boy. All the single men that's listening, I ain't sending none of y'all no messages at all. Ain't none of y'all getting hit no hits on sincere.roots.com. Y'all don't want to let the brothers go. Ain't nobody going nowhere. Once I got you, I got you. You're mine forever. You know what I'm saying? People talking about the insurance policies, how much money they're going to get. I mean, damn.
Well, I'm in my last year of college for my bachelor's in accounting, and accountants make a lot of money, so he ain't going nowhere.
Probably not now.
Well,
I bet that
even
that
if I wasn't
for
in
you.
School for accounting, he's not going nowhere.
We've
been
I'm
best
you.
Friends since we were 12.
That's the point. He's saying, well, shit, if she make it through the sophomore year, she'll keep him. She's going to graduate. If you make it through the first 2 years, you got 90% chance of graduating. So what the hell am I going to leave for? She's about to make $100,000 a year.
I ain't
going nowhere. Do what you want to do. Go where you want to go. I ain't tripping. Just call me. Let me know you're safe. I'll be at home waiting for you. I mean, what man going to turn that down? What'd you say, Waylo?
I said bath, water, and dinner.
You know, $100,000 a year? You said, man. I'm going to buy a house in the Hamptons.
You ain't going to buy a house in the Hamptons on no $100,000.
Hey, $100,000, right. I'm going to make it rain in the strip club, baby. It's going to be raining in the strip club. That's what I'm talking
yeah,
about.
You wouldn't be. Well, the difference with that is we don't have a joint bank account.
Oh, hell no.
My money is my money.
You never do that.
No. When you're married, it's ours. Hello?
And you know what? You're right. You know what?
It's
ours.
But
hello?
I asked him, but it's still separate.
I asked him about a joint account. He the one that didn't want a joint bank account. So it is what it is. I wasn't mad at him.
Well, you wasn't making $100,000 then. You wasn't making $100,000 then. What do you want a joint account for now? You gonna wait till you get the big dog?
I still make a lot of money. Yeah, I still make
so
a lot of money now.
I mean, but if he needs some bread, you gonna break him off, all right?
What?
I said if he needs some bread to pay a bill, you still break him off and help him out, all right?
Exactly.
Well, it don't matter if y'all got joint bank accounts.
Exactly.
Baby, I need to make a car payment. How much is payment?
$3,000. See, if you paying $3,000 on a car payment, this something fucked up with you. Because I'm not investing in that.
Exactly.
I'm saying though.
Now.
I'm just saying.
He ain't married no fool and he know it.
Mm-hmm.
Well, we gonna have a joint account. I know that. I want to know where all the money at.
Oh, it's just in the bank.
In our account.
Oh, yeah.
I should be able to go banking online and see exactly how much is in there. If
that
you have that option,
mean she
I should
don't
have
no
that option
secret
as your
account.
Husband.
That still don't mean she can't have no secret account. We always have a secret account.
And he can't either.
Right,
they couldn't. Those couples I know that's married yet,
From our money.
Right, it's our money. We together.
But I put in
yes,
what I
want
to go in.
I put a ring on your damn finger. That's our
what's
money.
Her name?
It's our money.
Mm-hmm.
Y'all saying all that, and all that. But y'all know at the end of the day, when that man put his foot down and said, hey, put me on that account, it's going to happen.
No, that
right
really didn't, because he already asked. That's not true.
If you're making $100,000, my name ain't going to be on some account somewhere.
Oh, okay.
Yo,
do that.
Yeah, my life insurance policy.
It could be on his own account.
All right, hold on, y'all. I think we got, I think this is Butter.
This is.
What's up, Butter?
Hello.
How y'all doing? I thought I wasn't going to be able to get in tonight. It was full when I first started calling.
Yeah, we've been getting that complaint lately.
Yeah.
Yeah, we got it. We're supposed to be checking into that for us. Oh, by the way, y'all, everybody pray for my man. He lost his auntie, so he's going to be out for a little while. My co-host, Kaz, lost his auntie.
Are you serious?
Yeah, he's going to be down for a while, so y'all keep him in y'all prayers.
Oh, wow. Oh, my God. Sorry to hear that. Mm-hmm.
All right, now, Butter, let me ask you.
Mm-hmm.
We together. We've been living together for 5 years.
Okay.
Should I have asked you to marry me within those 5 years?
Mm-hmm.
You think so too, huh?
Mm-hmm.
Okay. What's your limit? What's your time limit? I done got 3 years. I done got 3 to 4.
It depends on the situation, because I might not want you like that.
Right.
But
now, we said if it's somebody you do want, that
somebody
you feel
I do
there.
Want.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, that, after that first year, you should know whether you want to take it to another level, especially if we done moved in together. Yeah, you ain't got too long to ask me, no.
Wow. I think we got Waylo back. Is this Waylo?
Yeah.
Okay.
Now, I'm going to file a complaint against y'all.
Me too. I feel you, shit.
Talking about call her. The show you want to listen to is full. Call back. Click.
Hey,
what
man.
What shit is that?
Switchboard be lighting up, dog.
What you say?
I say the switchboard be lighting up sometimes, man.
Well,
you
shit,
they
either need to press one and get on the show or get off the show, shit.
You know?
Well, hey, we can always go to Cincy Doc Spruce and they can chat with us too at the same time.
Well, my internet don't work.
Well, I'm talking to the ladies anyway, man. I'm trying to get Butter to tell me.
You're trying to get me to
say what you want me to say. Is that what you're saying?
No, I'm trying to get you to give me a time limit. You say it ain't gonna be too much longer. I mean,
okay.
Is that 6 months?
Okay.
Is that a year?
Okay, so we've been together for 5 years. Within that 5 years did we move in together?
We've been living together for 5 years.
We've been together for 5 years. When did we move in together? Automatically? Or
5 years ago. I mean, we've been kicking it, you know, and we decided to move in together 5 years ago, and I still ain't proposed. How much longer are you going to wait?
I just started looking for my new one.
I just already started looking for my next one.
Thank you. You just
let me ask y'all this.
You did some in-house then, you know what I mean?
So you gonna carry me for 5 years? I must be doing something right if you're still with me after 5 years and
I'm not carrying you. No, I'm not carrying you. I said you in some in-house. I'm not carrying no man because that's not my responsibility. Now.
I'm saying, I must be doing something right. I'm still in the house.
No.
I mean, if we wanted to marry you, then, of course, you were somebody who we wanted to be with. But if you decided that we weren't good enough and that we were not somebody that you want to be married to, then why should we continue to keep wasting our time and you don't want to marry us?
Now, look at it like this. Look at it like this. After you passed up the time where you should have married me, I'm looking at it like this. I'm saving money by not moving out.
Mm-hmm.
I have a study dick that I ain't got to worry about, you know what I'm saying, finding no new dick. And when I find the man that I think will be able to make me happy, I'll pack up my shit and move on about that shit, and you can move on, and I'm going to move on. And I'll invite you to the wedding.
You go ahead, Waylo.
All right, so if y'all sick and tired of waiting on a dude to ask y'all to marry them, how come y'all won't ask them to marry y'all?
It says when a man finds a woman, he finds a good thing.
That's not the way it goes.
That ain't the way it goes. Some old motherfucker wrote that down somewhere.
Hell,
everybody
ain't shit,
in the fucking
ain't
world
shit.
Believe that shit. No more.
Hold on.
We gonna go down the line. We gonna go down. All right, Wick. I'm gonna start with you last. Okay, Janine. How come y'all can't ask us?
Because I'm the lady. I am the woman, and I want to be asked. You are the man, the head, and you need to take charge and ask me. I don't need no soft motherfucker where I need to ask him to marry me.
Okay. All right.
Ebony.
All right, so. Hold on, Waylo. Hold on. I'm going to get everybody's opinion on your question, bro.
Okay.
Ebony, is you still with us?
Uh-huh.
Okay. How come if you're sick and tired of waiting on him, how come you don't ask him to marry you?
I want to be the one to get excited and cry. You don't want him crying.
All right. Okay. All right. Butter.
I said it already. It says in the Bible, when a man findeth a woman, he findeth a good thing. And if you love me that much, you will make me happy by saying, get on your knees, however you want to do it, and ask me to marry you. If I have to ask you to marry me, that's a waste of my breath.
Okay. All right. Sunshine,
I'd rather stay single than I ask a man to marry me, for real.
How come women don't ask men to marry them? If they're tired of waiting on the man to ask them, how come they just don't ask the man?
My cousin was a perfect example of that, because every time her husband gets drunk, he tell her he wants his name back, and he felt like that. What did he tell her? He want his name back, and she called him at a vulnerable moment. And he said, yeah, but he really don't want to be married because he a street nigga.
Oh, wow.
That's just a dumbass.
This motherfucker nigga. 40 years old.
Oh, wow. I would have gave it back to him, too. Yeah.
That's what I said.
And put him out and put his ass shit at the liquor store. You move in the liquor store.
All right, Wick. You got some defense for the fellas.
I say shit. Anything ain't the same no more anyway. Shit change. What the fuck?
Okay.
Ain't nothing wrong with it. Let the woman do it.
See, that's why you can't find a woman to put up with you.
Probably, yeah, see, that's one of the goddamn reasons. So many, many more of them. Long ass list.
Hold on now. I got a question for the ladies. I'm gonna come right back to you, Waylo. Whatever, isn't that what that equal rights shit mean? Women's rights, right? Women have the right to do what they want to do, right? What's wrong with them saying, "Will you marry me?" Y'all got that right.
I'm old school.
Old school, my ass.
I'm old school. I cook and clean and do what I need to do for my family. My man is the head, but I still work. I still got my master's degree. Thank you. And he can get it whenever he wants. So I'm old school, like I said.
Wow. My turn yet? Your turn, Waylo. I see you just itching to get this out. So make it make it good. Y'all always say y'all be waiting on that perfect motherfucker to come about, but that perfect motherfucker might be that nigga y'all miss giving up on his ass by
giving up on leaving his ass too soon before he even popped the goddamn question. If y'all feel a certain way, once y'all come out and stop being around the bush about every goddamn thing and just come out and say the shit. Y'all want to get married? Ask the motherfucker to marry you. Ain't nothing wrong with it.
Good answer. Great answer.
Great answer.
When a
woman is ready to get married.
Good answer.
When a woman is ready to get married.
No, y'all.
When a woman is ready
to
get married, she's going to give out hints anyway.
No, and I'm going to say it. I ain't got to give out no hint. I'm going to say it, but I'm not going to ask you.
Right.
I'm going to be like, you know, it's coming up on that time. You know, I think we've been together long enough. Oh, I'm going to tell you.
So you give him that ultimatum. All right, baby, it's been long enough, and you ain't asked me to marry me yet. What's wrong?
Uh-huh.
And you kick his ass to the curb. That might have been the motherfucker for you.
No, it wasn't about a fucking for me.
I guess I never know. Well, that ain't never happened to me. I did marry him, and
I'm just saying, it's all hypothetical shit, now, man. I ain't got nothing against it. Y'all, you know, everybody got their own opinion. But I'm just saying, what's wrong with a woman asking a man to do it? Hell, these women in California asking all these other women to marry them.
But my thing is, if I'm telling you this is what I want and you still decide you don't want to pop the question, then that means you don't want to marry me. That's
right.
What I'm saying. I'm not the one.
If he's the one for you, he's going to ask. He's going
to
ask.
Exactly. If he loved me that much and he don't want me to go, you're going to ask.
Okay,
well, if you pop the question.
Do you love him that much to ask him? That's a question.
If he,
good question.
Him that much to say yes.
I love him that much to wait.
Exactly.
I love him that much to wait.
How long do the engagement go then?
You know, I'm not on the engagement thing. You know, if we want to plan a big win, it depends on what we're going to do. I'll wait 2 years. I'm not saying we got to be married right then the next month or no stuff like that.
But you just said if y'all weren't married in 5 years, then that's over for his ass. You about to go find somebody else.
If he proposed, then I know we're getting married. So it depends on what type of wedding we're planning. Of course,
right.
If we're planning a big wedding, then it's going to take a little longer because I want it to be the way I want it.
Now, if you're talking about going to the Justice of the Peace, then we ain't waiting that long.
Okay, so Janine, what you saying is you can take the 2 year engagement as long as you know that he wants to marry you.
Exactly.
Okay. Now, I mean, that's understandable.
But you do know that you got men out there that get engaged just to get you to shut up about getting married, and
that's
not on their agenda at all.
That's true.
No, that don't work. That wouldn't work with me.
But I'm saying, how would you know if he proposed to you because you saying you got your deadline to meet and he proposed to you and y'all engaged? You saying you can wait as long as you know that y'all gonna get married. But what if he decides to hold up?
But that whole time we're planning for the wedding. That's what I'm saying. And if he's not into it like I am, then I would know. You know, you will be able to see that. You will be able to pick up on them.
Oh, no, some women can't see that.
Right.
You'll be happy because you got that ring on your finger and you telling your girlfriends. When your dude asked you to marry him, you was on cloud nine, right?
He signed it up.
I mean, it was a surprise.
Exactly. So you was on cloud nine. You wouldn't know right from wrong at that current moment of time, right?
You said I wouldn't know what?
You wouldn't know right from wrong at that current moment of time.
Yeah, not at that point, no.
Okay, so how could you know he having fucking other intentions? Yeah.
Because right after that, he goes to make the announcement to his mother. And then right after that, he wants to see where we're having a wedding. You know, he was participating. You see what I'm saying? It wasn't like I was just like, oh, okay, we about to do this or we about to. He was participating in the planning of the wedding.
Okay, motherfuckers plan weddings every day and get to the damn altar and be a no call, no show.
call off shit on that ass.
I don't know about all that. I don't know. I'm just saying what I see.
She hasn't been on Bradzilla, so she don't know.
Oh, okay.
I'm not one of those. Check this out.
Waylo, let me. I think on this topic, bro, I don't think you're gonna beat her tonight, dog.
I'm just trying to express my opinion and let everybody know that it ain't, you know, all stars and diamonds out there. It's other shit out there. You know what I mean?
Boy, diamonds in the rough.
I think you're fighting a losing battle because she got to come back for everything you say, bro.
I know. I ain't worried about it. It's just a conversation.
What's the guy's name? That's all it is.
It's just
okay,
a conversation.
I'm going to switch it up
Excuse me a little bit.
Mm-hmm. Yes?
What's the guy's name that's talking?
Waylo.
What's the guy's name about the marriage?
That's Waylo.
No, she'll do it.
She'll do,
huh?
You the one that made the question. She asked me what's the guy's name was talking about. Weren't you the one that asked the question? Is that what she said?
My name is Waylo.
Oh, okay, Waylo.
Nice to meet you. Who is this?
Oh, she got to remember you. She ain't talking to you. You talk about saying people up in office and stuff. She's trying to remember your name. So when she meets
like
your ass, hell no.
Hold on, y'all gotta get off Waylo now. I got you back tonight, bro.
She don't know about me.
All you gotta do is say mute. All you gotta do is say mute, y'all. That's all you gotta do, man. I'm controlling
that kind of
everything.
Party.
I'm gonna change it up just a little bit. I'm gonna start with Sunshine. Now, Sunshine, I already know you're married, so this question is kind of mute for you. But if you could do it all over again, what's the perfect proposal for you?
Go put it in my three box so you don't lose it. Go ahead and face off.
I don't know.
I really can't answer that question. Even before I got married, I never set up and thought about what it would be like, so.
Really?
Yeah.
Now, I brought that up because I was told that girls started about the age of 12 planning their wedding. When they were right around 12
wow.
years old, 13 years old, that's when they start planning their wedding. They know how many bridesmaids, the colors, where it's going to be, all that good. Okay. I'll come back to you, Sunshine. Okay, Butter, what's your perfect proposal? Butter? Is Butter still here? Okay, what about Ebony? Is Ebony still here?
Ebony is still here.
Okay, Ebony, what's your perfect proposal? As
no,
far
I
as the guy goes asking you.
I want to be a karaoke.
Karaoke?
And I want him to be up there singing that song from Case. I have to be up, and then I want him to drop on his knee and ask me.
Oh, that'd be nice. Then you know what? That'd be real sweet.
I think it would be too.
That would be real nice.
Mm-hmm.
I'm going to keep that in mind. Janine, what about you? I'm going to steal that. I might actually steal that shit one day.
No, you're not. Exactly.
You ain't going to be around when I do it unless it's you.
Oh, my goodness.
What about you, Janine? What's your perfect proposal?
I don't know. I'm a private. So as long as I'm surprised, I'll be okay.
Okay.
I don't even see it.
So long as she be surprised, you okay.
Sunshine, you want to skip it or you want to answer?
I guess it has to be the one that I get.
I mean,
okay,
he told me before I moved up here that we were getting that he wanted to marry me, but he didn't ask me. We went to he had been taking, and you probably know it, Matilda's over north.
I know it.
Mhm. Okay, I love that restaurant. We went there for breakfast one day, and he got down on his knee, but I thought he was trying to get something up off the floor, and he actually proposed to me then. So I guess that would have to be the perfect for me, I guess.
That's a good one. Matilda's nice. Alright, now I know I'm probably going to shoot myself in the foot, but if you ever did it again, Waylo, how would you do it, brother?
You know what, I'm going to actually say, the first time I did do it, I thought it was perfect the first time. I took her to Mount Baldy. It's like this big-ass sand mountain. Sunset, wrote her a poem, had a little rose with her, gave her a little ring, you know. Got on my knees, said the poem, and asked her to marry me at the end of the poem. So I thought it was all right that way. But if I had to do it again.
Wait.
She said that was sweet. I thought she said, nigga, please. No, somebody else
no,
said, nigga,
said
please.
That's what you, she said that's what you said. Like, if you had to do it again, you like, nigga, please.
Oh, no. If I had to do it again when I got on my knee, I put that sledgehammer and slap on her big toe. Tell her to kiss my ass.
See, that's why I started, that's why I didn't want to ask you the goddamn question. Wink, if you ever decided to get married, how would you do it, dog? I know you thought about it because you told me. So how would you do it? But that ain't one answer.
I don't know what you're talking about, man.
Come on, man. Keep it real, dog. Keep it real, man. You already told me you thought about it, man. Keep it real. Man. How was you going to do it?
Now he's thinking about my idea. He gonna wait till he gets the karaoke.
No, I wasn't gonna do the karaoke thing. I don't know. Shit.
So you got to have the whole club and the whole club singing a song with you.
I don't know. I've tried to do it like, you know, something romantic, man. That time.
Well, I know mine, man. I know how I'm gonna do mine.
How you gonna do yours?
I'm gonna do it at bingo. We like to go bingo together. So I'm going to have to spell it out on the board. We're using the numbers. It's going to be tight. Y'all see? I'm bushing. I'm going to videotape it and post it. Spell it out with the numbers.
Hey, you got to decipher the code?
No, okay, I don't know if y'all go to bingo, but, you know, they got something called Bonanza. But I'm going to use the Bonanza numbers to spell marry me on the board. It's going to be tight, man.
Then if she wins, he's going to want her winning. I get half.
Goddamn right. I hope we hit the cover off. I'm trying to hit the cover all that night, and I'm going to need some other paper to win.
Well, sir, for $20, I'll send you my poem I wrote. All right, you won.
Oh, man, I'm going to have bingo.
Oh.
Right, let me ask you a question, Waylo. If it was so bad, why you keep the poem?
It's in my book. I write poetry. I got a book of poetry.
Well, you should have ripped that page out.
That whole page, they had a burnt mark on it.
Hey, but I got another one right behind that one called Execution, so...
Execute. You already talking about beating people's toes up with. You violent, dude.
I'm
violent. You a violent man. First, you was talking about blowing people up. Now, you talking about hitting people in the big toe with hammers.
Hey. I'm not violent. I just think of colorful ways to doing things.
Okay, I got a question for Waylo. I got to veer slightly off the topic because I don't know if y'all was talking about that before I called in. But
okay, who is this?
This
Sunshine, right?
Yeah.
Oh, Sunshine, we talked about that last week. It was a big, I'm assuming it was a big misunderstanding.
Right, and they were supposed to hook up again.
Ooh. Oh, that's right.
No call, no calls. No call, no show. Hello.
He said no call, no show. Wow.
Damn, wait over, man. You didn't got beat twice. You lost out on the Super Bowl bet, then you lost out with LaFonda.
What? You mean with LaFonda?
I didn't lose out. I wasn't taking a loss.
Sean didn't pay you. Now LaFonda ain't trying to pay up. Look here, man. You need to get a lawyer, dog. You need to get a lawyer.
Yeah, that's what I'm going to do. I'm going to sue everybody.
There you go, man, because we got all the shows archived, dog. We got evidence for you. We got all the evidence you need, bro. We got her saying exactly what she was going to do on air.
On tape.
Recorded. It's recorded. So she can't deny
it. She even said a poem about it.
Yeah, she said a poem called Fuck Wayno.
And I have yet to heard it.
Oh, you got to archive the show, dog. It's at the end of the show. You remember the show that we did where we left the voicemail?
That long ass voicemail.
Right, it's at the end of that show. You got to archive that show to hear it. So that's all you got to do, man. Just archive that show and you'll hear the poem, man. She kind of went in on you, man. I don't know if it was her words or not, but hold on, y'all. Somebody stop on their cheese. Whose phone is that? Whose phone is that, man? Who got a Boost on here? Who got a Boost phone? Who called my show with a Boost phone?
Oh, my goodness.
Oh, ain't nothing wrong with Boost.
It ain't LaFonda. Man, a Boost phone calling the show, man. The show get jacked up.
It ain't LaFonda, is it?
Nah, she ain't on here, man. She ain't on. She might be listening on the internet, but she ain't on the show tonight. She probably knew you was calling in and didn't want to get busted out, I guess.
Yeah, no call, no show on that ship.
Two times in a row.
Like a chihuahua, all bark, no bite, huh?
That's what it was.
Damn, all the ladies don't have nobody gonna come to LaFonda's defense?
You gonna be playing the music.
You say, did you hear that? That's the smallest violin in the world.
Oh, hell no.
All right, y'all get off LaFonda now.
That's joking.
She's a good public announcement. LaFonda, you're a great asset to the show.
Mm-hmm.
We greatly appreciate you calling in when you do call in. Even though you have a lot of men problems. Okay. We still love you, baby. We still love you.
You got too many rules, man.
She got too many rules.
You know what?
Yeah.
I think that whole episode would have went very badly if that shit did happen.
I think if it did happen, it wouldn't have happened.
All them damn rules.
Yeah, it's got too many rules.
I don't like to follow the rules when I'm in the bed, so.
Yeah.
You got to hold your breath for 10 seconds.
You know what I'm saying?
You know what? You know what?
You only get three high strokes of fuck.
She probably would have walked in the room and seen the swing and was like, you got to take that down.
Did you sterilize that before I came over here?
Oh, man.
That's how I wake up, too. I can actually imagine her saying some shit like that. She spread it down with alcohol. I don't know who this been touching.
Goodness.
She all right. She just have a lot of problems, y'all. She all right. You know what I'm saying? Everybody got problems.
Exactly.
So it's all gravy, y'all. It's all gravy. We still love you, LaFonda. And Chi-Town. What's up, Chi-Town? Chi-Town. Chi-Town in the house. What's up, dog? You ain't never called the show, but we know everything about you.
You know.
Because LaFonda put your business out there. Ain't that right, Waylo? Waylo know all about that. You know what I'm saying?
You know, they said it that
morning. Anybody got something they want to get off their chest right quick?
Well, I was just over there practicing how to make my ass clap since y'all was talking about something I ain't know nothing about.
Huh? All I heard in that sentence was ass clap.
All they heard was ass clap. That's all they heard was ass clap.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, I didn't know the fonda or the rules, so while y'all was talking about that, I was just practicing.
Oh, okay. Was you texting the fonda?
Huh?
You texted the fonda, told her to call the show?
No, I said I was practicing how to make my ass clap.
Oh, I thought you said you were, oh, really? You did your video clip? Was your video successful?
What? I am successful. I just can't get the left cheek to move like the right. That's all.
You got to keep practicing.
Yeah, you know they say practice makes perfect.
That's what I was doing.
I tell you what, you got a webcam?
Huh?
You got a webcam? I mean, you know, we can train you. We can teach you right over the computer.
Yeah, I can.
Thank God for technology.
Well, you need a personal trainer. I have to be there, hands-on experience, you know, to help get that
now
other cheek in the motion. You know what
now
I'm saying?
No, who was that?
That was Wick.
No. Rick, now we hear Rick. Okay. Wick.
No.
Rick can talk all the show.
Wick, baby. Wick with a W. W-I-C.
Oh. Oh, okay. Okay.
You going to cut the webcam on or what? You going to give us an address or something?
No.
I mean, I got Yahoo Messenger. I got TiVo, Beto, whatever. SinCity.Streetwiz.com. We got a web room in there. What's up?
Mm-mm, I'm not gonna do it.
Hey, I used to date a stripper, so I could tell you.
You know, I don't mean for everybody big to get hard on the show tonight. I can't do that.
Well, shit, that's the goal. That's why we do this show every week. Shit is one of my goals anyway. I don't know about them.
I don't want my goals. That's false advertisement.
That's false advertisement.
Yeah, I got a rule. You pick me up, you got to put me down, goddamn
it. You know?
You got a rule.
Yeah, that's a rule. All right, Waylo. Now, Waylo, you know I can't call the founder from the show.
I know he talks so much mess.
Oh, yeah, wait on that. Not Janine, you know, man.
Janine don't want her.
Oh, shit.
My goodness.
Ladies and gentlemen, let's get ready to roll.
He just popped
that lawyer.
Hey, did y'all see the pictures I had put up on the swing? Everybody was talking shit like I didn't have one. I put pictures up of it.
Yeah, I saw that, dog.
I don't see your pictures. I saw pictures of the advertising for it.
That was the box. You want me to put a picture of the actual swing up? I can do that.
Yeah, I think that's what she was asking for, Widow.
Oh, okay. I'll do that in a little bit.
Your own personal one, dog.
I might just put the box in the middle of it.
I can put a picture of a box up there.
I want to see you actually fucking somebody on the plane.
Damn.
Well, shit. I can make that happen. I got a tripod up.
What's the
matter? Well,
325 pounds. Damn.
It's getting hot. She said she wanted to see an actual picture.
Shit, it ain't been you.
Oh, damn.
She can be the first victim.
Well, I got an idea.
You had that ready for a Fonda.
What you say?
You had that ready for the Fonda.
Nah, I just put it out there just in case, but I doubt that would happen.
You kidding, dog.
Well, hey, I got an idea. Janine, why don't you go pose for him?
Go pose for him? I don't pose.
In the swing.
Oh, in the swing.
Wait, though, you give me your address and I'll come over and take pictures.
So Waylo's not going to be there. Waylo, you going to get the drink and come back in about an hour.
Yeah, why you going to... Pick up me a fifth of rolls and a pack of Newports.
Hey, bro, you out of house, bro. You need to go to the gas station.
He's going to kick you out your old house and then use your swing.
Bullshit.
Dirty shit is that?
You say bullshit.
Oh,
oh,
my
boy.
God.
That'd be a sight, though. Hello?
I'm back.
Who's back?
Butter.
Hi, Butter. We didn't know you left. What the hell is that?
It's okay.
I did have a question for you. I might as well tell you the question.
Mm-hmm.
We were talking about perfect proposals. What's your perfect proposal? If a guy asks you to marry him, how would you want it to be?
Are you about to ask Mother Nature to marry you?
No.
Dang, you should have played it off.
You know what I'm saying?
You said no.
Okay, quick. She's
about to call his ass in a minute.
Okay,
exactly.
Perfect proposal. Oh, my goodness. I mean,
Waylo said he was gonna do his at bingo.
Oh no, I mean I don't really know what a perfect proposal is. I mean, being sincere, you know what I'm saying, not being pressured.
Oh no, I'm saying in your mind, you know he gonna ask you how would you want him to do it. Would you want him to do it in a restaurant, like your favorite restaurant? You know what I'm saying, like that.
I don't have I really can't tell you. I can't tell you that I have a dream of how I want to be proposed to. I have a dream of what kind of ring I want. How many carrots I want, but...
Okay. You have me to dive into
that
ring. How many carrots? Give us a carrot.
At least three.
Oh, that ain't bad.
At least.
Okay, now let me ask.
That ain't nothing.
Let me ask Wikipedia how much three carrots gonna cost. Way low. How much three carrots gonna cost?
Shit, I know four carrots costed me $4,700.
Yeah.
Damn, you spent that much on the ring?
Four carrots of what? 4 carrots of cubic zirconia?
You crazy as hell.
My,
I think 4 kilos was a lot.
That's what I am.
Shit.
That's
not
a nice amount. No, I'm saying
I
that's
to,
a nice amount.
I'm able to do what?
I want to.
Okay, well, somebody tell me how much 4 carats supposed to cost. Waylo said he spent $4,700.
A big
y'all
diamond.
Saying he got beat? Or he got gypped or something?
Yeah, where?
I seen this big ass diamond on this chick on, what was it? What?
what kind of reality show, and she said it was like only three or four carats, and that diamond was big.
Yeah,
I wonder if
you can get to know.
So how much does 4 carats cost?
I don't think it's unless he got it from a pawn shop. I think $4,000. That's not. That's. Oh, he had to get that from a. Who is
you trying to really play me like that? Like I was just some shit on the pawn shop.
He said your shit was cubic zirconia.
Yeah. Like, I ain't shit. Like, here, baby, take these fake ass bottles.
Go,
shut your ass up.
Don't be mad.
You better put some clear nail polish on it.
You know how to do it, don't you?
Oh, my goodness.
I'm about to sign out.
You put some clear nail polish on it with a few little specks of sparkles
what's
in
that,
it.
What's that damn dude? I forgot the name of the damn jeweler that's out there in Chicago. He moved to Ireland. Yeah, he was out here in, what's the name of his damn thing? He forgot the name of the damn store. But when people take their rings in to upgrade, I bought one of those upgrades that they took in.
Nah, man, that's about right, dog. They got a full carrot on here for $4,000.
I thought that was about right.
Yeah,
then I
about right.
Want an 8-carat thing, because the motherfucker I want a motherfucker to spend money on my ring. I don't want no something I can buy for myself.
I think I'll need an apology.
No, you don't.
Yeah, I do. You don't.
I ain't try to play you.
Oh, you played me?
I didn't try.
Yeah, man, you bad. Cubic zirconia for people.
Yeah, pawn shops and shit.
Pawn shop.
I'm just gonna get your wedding ring from a pawn shop, dog.
Hey, dude from what was that reality show I watched? He bought her a yellow diamond from a pawn shop. It was big and beautiful, but it was from a pawn shop. And
but does
he,
that really matter? Does it really matter where the ring? Where
you
the
ain't
going
where it's coming from.
Exactly.
Okay. I argued with somebody about that, and I said, you know what, it's true. You won't know where it came from. You know what I'm saying? They're going to give you a box, and it's going to be all cleaned up and prepared and everything for you. But this man was on a reality show.
Well,
so,
he's a dumbass.
Right.
Yeah,
ain't no way in hell I would.
Hey,
oh, my goodness.
If she been watching that some years later, they're going to be sitting there watching TV. What the fuck?
You know what I'm saying?
You bought this
from a pawn shop. I'm bragging to my friends, and you got this from a motherfucking pawn shop, dude, for real?
You know,
I got a good ass deal.
He
I'm
like, shit, I got this made for you,
real.
Baby. I hope you say you got it made for.
I don't care.
Okay, brother, let me ask you a question.
Uh-huh.
I proposed to you with a ring from the pawn shop. You didn't find out 10 years later. You going to be mad about it?
No, I'm just going to want to upgrade.
Oh, that's going to be my 10-year anniversary present.
Right, upgrade.
I can go to a different pawn shop and get another ring.
And I bet not find out about it. No, I'm going to go with you. What do you mean? I'm picking it out.
Well, you can always pick it out. I'll be like, oh, baby, they didn't have that one when I went back to the store, but
no,
I got something.
No, we're
going to
pick
good.
It out. We're going to pay for it and all that together.
Oh, no. My direct deposit ain't went through. We went to the store. I ain't got paid yet.
Well, we now wait. We'll go back
Kevin
together.
Hart, see what had happened was.
Exactly.
And what had happened was. No.
Right. They,
no.
Baby.
No.
Baby, they child
no.
support hit me up, baby, because, you know,
guess
I missed them
what?
Couple payments.
And
hey, I'm
going to tell my they hit you up, then you need to make payments on that ring until we can get it out then. And I ain't going to trip.
That's the name of it. Albert's Jewelers.
Mm. Albert, yeah. They
yeah,
go
to
Albert's.
They moved
to Cherville, didn't
they? Yeah, they moved to Cherville.
Yeah.
Hey, I still owe them $700 for a watch. Sending me letters, man. They still be sending me letters. Some of you want our money.
Let me call her so I'm not get in again. I'm telling.
exactly where he's staying.
Oops. My bad. I slipped on that one. Way low.
You know what? All right,
y'all.
We mean that the pawn shop be real. I feel like as long as they real, as long as it's real and you're not giving me nothing fake,
I really think it's a thought
that.
Right, because
if you go to Walmart and get it, then yeah.
Exactly.
Exactly.
Wait a minute, y'all would have, hold on, man. Are y'all saying y'all would accept the ring from the pawn shop and not Walmart?
No, she said wherever it came from, it shouldn't matter. I mean, if it's real, it's the thought that counts.
Right.
Okay.
Mm.
Only, okay.
Mm-mm.
Well, shit, pawn shops ain't taking bullshit nowadays anyway, so.
And then on top of that, you know what I'm saying, he say his thought counts, but, you know what I'm saying, he paid more for his shoes than he paid for your ring, then what?
Then why would I be with somebody like that? That's what I'm saying.
You don't know that
like
he paid that, though. You don't know how much
I
he paid.
I wouldn't be with somebody like that.
Me either, girl. Me either.
I bet y'all are going to get that damn ring of praise after you got it. You know what I'm saying?
You're supposed to
see a receipt
anyway.
Or something.
You're supposed to get your ring appraised. Yeah.
No, not to find out how much he spent on it or
how
much it's worth.
No,
that's wrong.
You get your ring appraised for insurance purposes.
Yeah, not
black,
to find
you
know out how much Black folks ain't got no insurance on none but they car. Shit.
they got insurance on it.
All these buckets riding around here. Ain't no insurance on these goddamn cars. They got insurance on them, bro.
They got the cheapest insurance they can get.
Damn right.
Oh my goodness.
If it ain't supposed
to get insurance.
But all right, y'all. It's time to get up out of here. But like I say, everybody pray for my man. Lost his auntie, so y'all pray for my man Cass. That's why he ain't joining us tonight, y'all. He dealing with family things. So everybody keep him in your prayers. And Sunshine, any last words for us?
No, that was a good show. Funny.
Outstanding.
Oh, you know what? Wait, where'd Janine go? Didn't you call out Waylo or Waylo called you out? Hold on, what's going on?
No, that was Father Todd trying to put himself in somewhere.
I missed everything, huh?
I don't need to pose for Waylo.
You got to archive the show. Waylo, you got any last words for us?
Yeah, you know what it is. Brand you know what it do.
SinCity.Spruce.com. Waylo 219.
Who's the boy entertainment?
Hey, you got it all, dog.
Yeah, y'all know it already. I ain't got to say it no more.
It's true, you know. Buddy, your last words was?
I enjoyed what I did here tonight. You know, the next time I call and I have to go through that same shit I went through tonight, I'm going to come for you.
Hey, it ain't us, it's New Jersey.
Get it together.
That's on New Jersey.
Get it together.
Janine, you got any last words for us?
Oh, it was a good show, had lots of laughs. And people need to learn one thing about me. If you want me to do anything as a man and a gentleman, you have to be the one to call me. I don't call chasing no man. Sorry.
All right.
Is that a message?
Yes.
That sounds like a subliminal message to me.
That's what it sounded like, didn't it?
Yeah, it sure did.
Shit, I thought, what's that way about
it? She basically said, come and get it. Motherfucker.
Bitch, it don't matter. Baby. I already wrote the number down, so I'm good.
Yeah, I'm coming. Right now.
I got you. I just ruined it, damn. I'm just going to say it. I'm about to call you right now, and you lock my number in. Damn.
Which game last words, bro?
Great show as usual. See you on here tomorrow. Most down. And what's that number again? Hey, text me that number, dog, so I can call him.
Oh, wow. Y'all crying because Kaz ain't on the phone.
I can't do that. Unless you say so, I can't do it, dog. You got to give me permission, man. You trying to fuck things up, bro.
Yeah, you trying to fuck. Somebody going to get beat up.
Little cock blocking on here tonight.
Oh, my God.
Cock blocking?
Oh.
All right, y'all, we out of here, man. Everybody give a big ups to my man Cass tonight before y'all go to sleep. Peace, love, and hair grease, people. We'll see y'all tomorrow night, 8:30. We out.